Hello, and welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into the vital topic of emergency funds and why they're essential for everyone. Picture this. It's a regular Tuesday afternoon, and you're at the grocery store checkout. Suddenly, your phone buzzes with a notification that your card has been declined. Your heart sinks, and a cold dread settles in. You scramble to pay with a backup card, feeling the eyes of the impatient line behind you. Your paycheck was just deposited, so what went wrong? When you get home, groceries in hand, and pride a bit bruised, you dive into your bank statements. There it is, a hefty, unexpected medical bill from a minor procedure a few months back. Insurance, frustratingly, hadn't covered it fully. Panic creeps in. How will you manage this without throwing off your entire budget? That evening, over a quickly thrown together dinner, you share the day's ordeal with your partner. Their concern mirrors yours. We need a safety net, they say, and they're right. The stress of gathering funds for even a minor hitch is overwhelming. It's a wake-up call. An emergency fund is not just a recommendation, it's a necessity. For many of us, the concept of an emergency fund isn't new. We've heard about it in personal finance advice over and over. But its critical importance often doesn't hit home until we're faced with that moment of acute vulnerability. It's not just a nice addition to your financial toolkit. It's a non-negotiable buffer against life's unpredictable events. Whether it's losing a job, facing an unexpected medical crisis, or dealing with car trouble. Without an emergency fund, you're essentially leaving yourself exposed to life's curveballs. According to Bankrate's 2025 Emergency Savings Report, as of May 2024, 27% of U.S. adults had no emergency savings at all. It's a stark reminder that many are just one unforeseen expense away from financial trouble. So where do you start? First, we took a hard look at our own expenses, and let me tell you, it wasn't fun. Cutting back on dining out, resisting those impulse buys, and even canceling some subscription services felt like an affront to our lifestyle. But it was necessary. We found some great advice on strategies to cut expenses and boost our emergency fund fast. It wasn't without its daily frustrations as we adjusted, but it was worth it. Setting up an automatic savings plan was our next step. We decided to siphon a small, consistent amount from each paycheck into a high-yield savings account. The peace of mind that came from watching it grow, silently and steadily, was incredibly reassuring. Automating this process was truly a game changer. The concept of setting it and forgetting it helped us build momentum without constantly thinking about it. Of course, there were moments of doubt. Is this enough? I'd ask myself, especially as we watched the balance grow slowly at first. Patience was key. And then, as if to test us, our car broke down. A costly transmission issue. Normally, this would mean credit card debt. But this time, we had our emergency fund to cover the repairs without a second thought. The relief was immense, and knowing we'd shielded ourselves from financial stress was empowering. Building an emergency fund taught us many invaluable lessons, well beyond the mechanics of saving. The peace of mind it brings is worth every sacrifice. It changed how we approached unexpected situations, turning potential crises into manageable inconveniences. We learned that building a fund is a marathon, not a sprint. It requires patience, commitment, and a willingness to adjust. But the long-term benefits are undeniable. If I could start over, creating an emergency fund would be my top priority. I'd avoid common mistakes, like dipping into the fund for non-emergencies, a trap that nearly 40% of people fall into. I'd also consider smart side hustles to boost our savings quicker. It's a powerful way to accelerate your progress. For anyone unsure about the necessity of an emergency fund, think of it as insurance against life's unpredictability. It allows you to confidently handle unexpected expenses, which can easily amount to thousands annually. Understanding how emergency funds shield you from surprise costs is crucial. It's not just about money. It's about safeguarding your mental well-being and overall financial stability. Reflecting on my experience, I wish I had started saving earlier and more aggressively. I'd have educated myself on the best strategies and accounts for building an emergency fund, perhaps using a high-yield savings account right from the start. And involving my partner in the planning process from the beginning would have been smart, ensuring we're both on the same page and equally invested. In the end, building our emergency fund was one of the most empowering financial decisions we've ever made. It taught us resilience, foresight, and the true value of preparedness. I believe it's a story worth sharing because while life is unpredictable, with a robust emergency fund, you're not just reacting to chaos. You're proactively prepared to handle whatever comes your way. Thank you for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might benefit from it. Stay tuned for more insights and stories in our next episode. Until then, take care. And remember, preparation is the key to peace of mind.